I'm continuing my series on talking about copywriting, but also today I'm going to be talking about life and copywriting because those two are very connected. So if you're coming into the room, hello, hello. I'm about to talk about copywriting and life. Listen, listen, are we okay? Are you okay? I ask because pretty much no one I know is really okay right now. The people who are closest to me, not really okay. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, they're fine, but not okay. My mentors, not really okay. My clients, not like super having the best days, weeks, months, years of their lives. Not having the easiest time. I think a lot of us are not okay. I just launched my new podcast called My Notes, and the first episode was me talking about how I'm depressed, and I'm often depressed, and that's like a pretty consistent baseline experience of being a Simone, and how it's literally like not a problem. Like it's not, doesn't make me broken. It doesn't make me in need of constant healing. Like I just, as a person, am more attuned to the dark side of life. And I'm just predisposed towards melancholy, and that's okay. And I've heard from quite a few of you who felt so like seen and unshamed in your own brain states. Although I don't think of it as just a brain thing, as if it was just like a biochemical issue. I think of it as a spiritual state, a spiritual inclination. So if to be okay, I had to be in like a super shiny mental state all the time, I'm not okay. Although, yes, I'm okay in the grand scheme of things. I'm not okay. Who's okay? Seriously. Very few of us are. And I think it's in the air right now. Like if you're paying attention to the world, you're probably not okay. And even if you weren't going out of your way to pay attention to the world, there's probably things happening in your life that are make it extra. Like if it truly you're like, I'm doing great, I am thriving, like I am so at peace, I'm happy and I'm thriving. Like if you genuinely told me that, you would genuinely be in such a tiny minority of people that I know in my life, that I care about in my life. People that I have in my life who have immense wisdom, immense intelligence, and immense resourcefulness. So it's not a question of not having those things. You could have all of those things and not be okay. So why am I talking about this? Well, I'm talking about this because it's important to tell the truth, and it's important to be connected in our non-shiny, non-perfect humanity. It's important, maybe more important than anything else. And secondly, because going back to copywriting, the way that copywriting is taught, the way the whole construct of business and business communications, sales works, is by presupposing and forcing a kind of figured outness. Orderliness, clarity, when those things are actually in short supply in the world. Think about it. All the copywriting advice that you encounter from all the different directions, they probably are teaching you how to be clear instead of ambiguous when life itself is like pretty much mostly ambiguous. All the copywriting advice is probably teaching you how to put people in a certain direction when life is inherently kind of topsy-turvy. All the copywriting advice out there is probably teaching you how to put things in order for people. How to draw neat lines. Neat categorification. A neat before and after. Neat demarcations. Neat lines. You know what I mean? When life rarely has neat lines. Life rarely has neat demarcations. And life is inherently murky and mysterious and paradoxical and full of just mysteries that are murky, right? So that explains why so many people feel totally confused and stuck, even when they're looking at perfectly well-intentioned copy advice that make 100% sense, 100% sense on paper. Like, it makes perfect logical sense to say that, yeah, here's how you create clarity for people. Here's how you draw clean lines for people to move towards. Here's how you elucidate X, Y, Z. You know, look at the assumptions embedded in the language. What's embedded in a word like elucidate, clarify, is that we are privileging, right? Elucidate contains the word loose, which means light. You know, clarity, light. We are privileging clarity and light over murkiness and darkness. So when life includes lots of those, so no wonder so many of us feel so stuck and confused. Because it means if you yourself feel like you're in the murkiness, if you're in the darkness, then, well, that's a problem, right? If you have to get people to light and clarity, it's like it's this uphill battle of endlessly fighting yourself and fighting against your reality and fighting against the inherent nature of life and aliveness to constantly be struggling to manufacture clarity and light when you're walking through murkiness and darkness. So I wanna upend things a little bit. I wanna shake things up. I wanna flip things upside down, turn things inside out, and say, what if the aim of copywriting, what if the way we approached it wasn't we didn't do it in a way that privileged light over dark? We didn't privilege clarity over murkiness. We didn't privilege linearity over circularity. What if we valued and honored ambiguity as much as we honor clarity? What if we valued and honored wandering without a clear predetermined direction as much as we valued going in a particular direction, right? So many people tell me, I don't know what to write about. I don't know who to write to. And I just think about how I don't know is such a fertile place. It's such a fertile place of creation when you don't know, because then anything could happen. And I don't know is such a fertile place for connection. I think that's even more importantly. I don't know is maybe the best place to connect. Because imagine this, when somebody comes at you and they're like, I know A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and I know what you should do, and I know you're this and that, and I know everything. Does that invite a space for genuine connection? Or imagine if instead somebody were to say, yeah, you know what? I am wondering here. I am wandering here, and I'm not sure. What do you think? Just think about it. What is a space where connection can happen? It's definitely not when someone is coming at you, hammering knowledge at you. That's not really connection. That's something else, right? So when I don't know is a fertile place of creation and connection, then why are we so scared of it? Why do we... let's be honest here. I know how many of you think, and because I am you, we all think the same way, because we all belong to the same culture, we're all human, is that we wait until we know to write. And what a disservice it is. What a loss it is for all of us when we hold back on communicating until we know, when don't know is such a rich place. Yeah, somebody said, exactly, and many experts want to show this way only. Yeah, because you know the experts who are obsessed with knowing and knowledge and wanting to give you their knowledge, right? I think those experts are probably ones who are the most afraid of not knowing inside of themselves, who are most anxious to hang out in the non-knowing. And that's what's considered expertise, right? Knowing, when maybe you could also think of expertise as being comfortable in non-knowing, and knowing and feeling skilled to navigate and serve the non-knowing. So that breaks my heart, because we are bypassing all these opportunities for genuine creation and genuine connection by waiting until we know to take up space, waiting until we know to connect, waiting until we know to build connection with each other and to explore and to create together. So that breaks my heart. You know, imagine writing poetry in a state of overflowing certitude. I think that would make some pretty poor poetry. Like, I know which way is up. This is what I know for certain. This is good. This is bad. Here's this line. Here's right and here's left. Like, imagine someone writing poetry from that place. There wouldn't be much poetry coming out of that space at all. It would be like, I don't know what it would be like, but it wouldn't be poetry. And poetry has always moved the world. The poetry has always taught people so much more than prose has, just historically speaking. Poetry has brought people together so much more than prose has, just in terms of how humans have evolved. So this is me just trying to decenter and unseat the supremacy of certainty, knowledge, clarity. I want to decenter these from just life in general, and I also want to decenter this from these from copywriting. You know, because a lot of the times when I write my best copy, and I'm putting best in quotes because, you know, when I write copy that a lot of other people seem to resonate with, the kind that really creates community around me, it's not me saying, hey, I know this. This is what clarity looks like. Follow me into the light. That's not the writing that creates community around me. The kind of writing that does is when I am like, here is me in the unsettling wobbliness of being human. Can you witness me? There's no neat resolution tied up with a little pretty bow. There's no lesson. There's no knowledge I'm trying to impart. There's no confident call to action. You know, it's when I say, hey, here's me being in my moment of inconvenient, messy humanity. Can you witness me? Because I don't want to be alone here. Are you seeing me? Please see me. And if you're here too, I want to see you too. Those things have been the most powerful copywriting moments for me. And we're so afraid of it. We're so afraid of it. And experts, in quotes, are so afraid of the richness of life that you can access when you give up that desperate clawing for control and order and clarity. To this day, I don't really know whom I serve. I don't really know who exactly I'm talking to. Those are all I don't knows. Those are all big question marks. And how I know that they're big question marks is that every time I think I do know, I'm surprised by somebody who like follows me and says, you know, they really resonated with my work, and they are nowhere near what I would have drawn in my ideal customer avatar if I forced myself to do such a thing, right? And every, you know, like very often I find myself being led in directions where I didn't anticipate that that's where I was going at all. You know, does that happen to you? Of course it happens to you, right? Like once in a while you wake up and you're like, wow, I'm going in a direction. It's really important to me. And this is not where I thought I was going to go. But life has taught me, and I'm being led by something bigger than my own internal sense of, like my own internal map, which is limited by my understanding in a given moment, which always just gets bigger and it gets, you know, messed up with by the forces of life. So I've been kind of playing around with like calling it yang writing versus yin writing, you know, like yin yang, you know, like Western style of writing versus Eastern style of writing, which I know is very like big sweeping broad generalizations, but I think generally the privileging of clarity and direction and linearity and light over dark is pretty Western, at least very modern Western. And I think Eastern approach is much more comfortable with ambiguity. It's much more comfortable with, it's not afraid of darkness. It's not afraid of non-directionality, non-linearity. So I've been toying with different ways to kind of call it. So all of that is to encourage you to please don't pass up opportunities for creation and connection and community just because you're not where modern Western society says you should be, which is a place of light and perfect neat lines and having it all figured out. And see how much generative potential there is in places that we all collectively try so hard to run from. I said in the beginning of this live that pretty much no one I know is okay. And almost everyone I know is having a hard time in one way or another. Life feels heavier now than maybe the average in the course of our lifetimes. And without being like toxic positivity about it, I also know that we're all gonna emerge from this period a little different. We're gonna be formed by this period. And I know that this period is something that where like old, unsustainable, outdated paradigms and structures are crumbling. And that's part of the heaviness for you know, systemically and for us individually. And what's hopefully things that better support life are going to take their place. I know this period, this phase isn't forever. And so if we could be more skillful in being in the murky darkness and don't shy away from writing and connecting and creating, including copy, I'm going to bet that your life and business and the web of connections that you create around your body of work and your business can be so much richer and more sustainable and more life-giving for everyone involved. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say. There's a bunch of you here, but nobody's saying anything except me. So I hope that was useful. I hope it made you feel less alone in if you're not feeling okay, because you are so not alone. If you're having to make hard decisions, you're not alone. If you feel especially down on yourself, you are so not alone. And if you ever need an ally in just being in the pit of darkness and feeling like, what the fuck? Know that I am right there with you a lot of the time. Being human is no joke. And wisdom, the function, the purpose of wisdom is not to make you feel okay all the time. Even though the world pretends like it does. I think the function of wisdom is to help us to grow from the darkness, not to get out of the darkness, to make meaningful art out of darkness, not to eliminate as much as darkness as possible. And people who are most afraid of darkness are the ones who are most proactively and gleefully destroying the world and nature. So obligatory reminder that my unconventional copywriting training begins May 8th. You are invited to join us for the 7 weeks of a strange and unlikely adventure into writing a different kind of copy that creates more connection, more life, where your creativity can become unshamed and unleashed from the dictates of, from the supremacy of clarity and light. I do think that's where your most powerful copy lies. And I'll be back with another live soon. Gotta go get dinner. It is raining today here in Korea where I live, and I just feel like the weather, it is like gloomy and like fresh at the same time. Because, you know, spring rain. Anyways, thank you for being here with me. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Bye. Bye.